at the AgChat Advocacy 2.0 conference. I'm speaking with Ryan Weeks. And first of all, Ryan, tell me a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
I'm a fifth-generation farmer from south central Nebraska. We raise soybean corn, popcorn, prairie hay, alfalfa, kind of in the Platte River Valleys and the Little Blue River Valleys is where we're at in south central Nebraska.
So first of all, what do you think about the idea of farmers becoming a social media army to be advocates for the agricultural industry?
I think if we don't do it, somebody's going to tell the story for us that we don't want telling the story.
Well, you are obviously engaged in the social media discussion, and here at this conference, we're going to have a bunch of farmers coming in here to learn some new tips and tricks and how to become better advocates, as we call it. What drew you to this? What made you kind of get excited and want to get involved?
I started doing it about 3 years ago on Twitter. Some of the commodity groups approached a few of us, and we started doing what they call follow a farmer on Twitter. And there was about three or four of us in Nebraska that started doing that, and I still remember the first tweet for AgChat when, you know, have a conversation about agriculture. I was like, wow, that sounds good. Mm-hmm. And to see that blossom into what it is, you know, I went to the conference last year, and, you know, I like to consider myself tech savvy, mm-hmm. but an ag nerd, as we say. But I found people that they were far beyond where I was, and I learned a lot and kind of got motivated to do a blog and do some other things to help tell that story. And this year I'm on the training committee coming back to help more.
Right.
So just trying to help get more people out there telling our story and telling the right story and telling the real story.
How do you feel about where we're at right now in this process of building, we like to call it an army, a community that is trying to reach out to the non-farm folks who really want to know where their food comes from, have some real honest interest in that, but don't always get the best story in some of the traditional media outlets?
I think we've got a lot of people having conversations. But I think sometimes we tend to have the conversations with the wrong people. Mm-hmm. We're a good group together, but it's going outside that group that's kind of tough for people and getting outside that comfort zone where people will question you, and you can have a conversation about it. And also, you know, one of the toughest things is not being a bully, not saying, I farm and you eat, so you should like me.
Right.
It doesn't work that way. Yeah. You know, they want to understand how you're ethically and morally raising their food. And it's a hard conversation to have with some people because some people have been very misinformed as to how our food production system works here in the United States. It's a very safe, affordable food source. Mm-hmm. It's a cheap food source. We use, you know, 15% of our disposable income, and I think that's down to 12 or 11 now compared to other countries. And I think that story is just not out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it all comes back to, everybody thinks what they have is the safest and the best. I was in central Mexico, and I remember when the BSE had just come out. It's when we'd had our second or third diagnosed case. They were talking about the crazy cows. You know, it was mad cow disease, so they called them crazy cows. And I just remember them being so adamant that their food source was the safest, best food source in the world. And I was walking through an open-air market where it was hanging with flies on it. So, I mean, everybody has the assumption that what they're eating and what they have and they consume is the safest in the world. Mm-hmm. We're getting away from that here, and I think we are. So it's a tough conversation to have, but we're trying.
Well, let's look at this conference here. You're on the committee to put together the schedule, basically. Give us a kind of a preview of the types of things that are on the program and what we're going to hear.
We're going to have talks about going outside your own community and talking about, you know, your online community.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd call it almost farming your online community, trying to find those people outside that you can talk to. There's going to be sessions on blogging. There's going to be sessions on Twitter. There's going to be sessions on Facebook. Now we're talking about Google+. Google+ has really exploded here recently. So, I mean, we started planning the conference, and then all of a sudden Google+ came out, and we're like, well, what's going to happen? And all of a sudden it became real relevant real quick, so we've had to adjust and make some changes. But, yeah, we're going to have people that are doing the right things and getting out there trying to teach everybody else how to do it.
Great. Well, I'm looking forward to it, and we'll be talking a little bit about mobile technology, because one thing with most farmers that I know, you're on the move a lot, so these things do need to be mobile friendly, and they certainly are today. Thank you very much, Ryan Weeks. We're visiting here at the AgVic City 2.0 conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.